This is Leo for KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online. It's the day when a funny winter-like event is happening in early spring, and I've got in the studio with me Mr. Mark Gordon. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah, you're an erstwhile skipper of the Amicus, a sailing vessel. It's not quite sailing weather, is it, with the lake roiled up, and it's not quite skiing season, and you're a ski groomer. What kind of season is it, Mark?
Well, it's boat prep season is what it is. I'm spending a lot of time getting the boat ready. If the ice ever does go out, I'll be ready, I guess. So,
I guess it's a good time of the year then. It's an extension of the storytelling and the music listening season, I suppose. And you're here to talk about one of those opportunities, aren't you?
Yeah, music to feed the soul.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us about the legacy of Music to Feed the Soul. It's an event that your church puts on and been doing it for a while?
Yeah, it's put on through the United Church of Two Harbors in conjunction with the Food Shelf. You know, we've been trying to figure out for several years how many years we've been doing it, but I think 14 or 15 years probably for sure. And, you know, it started out just like a really, you know, kind of a fun, basic little fundraiser where a few people came in from the church and did a few tunes and, you know, people from the church showed up and threw a little money in the hat. But over the years, it's really grown and developed into quite a musical event, having, you know, going from a few acts to usually, you know, 10 acts or so, and just some really very talented performers. And of course, now last year, for the first time, we had to cancel the year before, the first year of COVID. But last year, we were able to do it virtually, and we had an amazing lineup, thanks to Kim Leon, and from musicians from all over the place. And we had viewers from all over the country, and we raised over $4,000.
Fantastic. And you've been kind of the coordinator. I know last year, Kim had that huge role. Jose was doing the video, and but you had a coordinator role for a while now. You said you don't know how long ago the whole tradition started, but you've been at it for a few years, Mark?
Yeah, I've been coordinating it for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And then I don't have the live streaming kind of expertise to put something like this on, but we happen to have two of the best in the whole region with Kim and Jose Leon. And so they stepped up and said, hey, we can help you organize a live stream event. And they just took it from there. And it was an amazing event last year.
So that was last year. And this year is imminent. It's coming this weekend, right? You want to give us the scoop on where and when? And apparently there's a live stream as well. So why don't you give us the stats on that?
Yeah, so it's going to be at the United Church of Two Harbors, right in Two Harbors, 531 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
It'll be Sunday at 3 o'clock, and I'll probably go about 3 to 5 or something like that. And it's a free will donation at the door. And we have several ways, actually, that you can contribute. If you can come to the event, and otherwise you can also find the live stream on the United Church Facebook page. There'll be a link. There'll be a link on the Two Harbors Food Shelf website. There'll also be at our church website, which is utch.org, or you can just go to YouTube and do a search for United Church of Two Harbors, and we have our own channel, and you'll see.
Sure.
The
so you have there. To specify Two Harbors because there are other United Churches.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of United Churches, so just United Church of Two Harbors, and you'll go right to
perfect.
It.
Perfect. So. And if people are interested, the Food Shelf has a direct donate capacity as well, but that's thfoodshelf.org. But yeah, before we wrap up, we'll remind folks again how they can help out the cause.
Yeah,
Mark, I know this is, I spoke to Kelsey Dooley from the Food Shelf last week, and this is still all part of the March campaign that goes through April 10th, the biggest fundraising push of the year statewide.
Yeah, so the dollars really go a lot further than any other time of the year. And that's really, you know, if you know anything about the Food Shelf, donating food is great, but really donating money is what they need, because they can buy food so much cheaper than we can, you know, go to the grocery store. So it's like pennies on the dollar. I mean, it just goes a long, long way.
Right. There's a multiplier effect if you give them cash. They really leverage that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. It's a primarily musical event, or are there any other talents that get thrown into the ring during a Music to Feed the Soul?
No, it's purely music, and okay. It's really pretty eclectic. We have everything from Thug, which is our local ukulele group, and they'll do a couple tunes. Katya Gordon and her dad, Dan Goodenow, they always come in and do a folk song, and they've done that every year. They're really quite good.
I do have a question. When you mention folk music, any chance there's any sing-along?
that will be
that hasn't happened?
Musicians. Yeah,
okay.
No, we get that every once in a while.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yep. I'd like to see some audience participation, Mark. Sorry to throw you a curveball.
Yeah. No, anything can happen, and there's a group called Generations 3, which is a few local musicians it's a garage band, but they're really quite good, and most of this is acoustic.
I was going to say, any big amplifiers in the church proper?
No, but no. The thing is about United Church is it has excellent sound. I mean,
yes.
The acoustics in that church are amazing, and so it's right in the sanctuary, and so it's a great, great venue. A few other folks coming in are Jerry Engine Anderson, and he, if you ever had your piano tuned around here, he's probably the one who did it.
Oh, really?
But he's also an amazing musician.
Yeah, and I think he was on Big Dave's Beat Farm before. Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll come in and do a couple. Paul Dahlin, who is somewhat new to our area, but he is a world-renowned violinist. And if you look that name up, I mean, he plays everywhere. He's mostly Norwegian or Finnish type of music, but he is amazing.
I think he made an appearance, I believe, at our 2017 Cabin Fever Reliever. And I was told then about his prowess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't realize we had anybody like that in our midst. So,
and then
you've got more genres and styles.
You know, the other interesting thing about Paul is he repairs violins, and he lives just a couple blocks from us. And, in this fairly little house, and he's got a whole violin repair shop in there. It's amazing.
Wow.
So we have our own right in Two Harbors.
Right in Two Harbors,
violin,
Paul is.
My wife's violin is over there getting repaired right now. And then we have Mike and Kim Munson from the Fish Heads.
Okay. We don't have the Fish Heads proper, though. We have the two primary folks, though,
yes.
Kim and Mike. Fantastic.
Yep. So they are going to, they'll probably do more than just a couple songs.
And they are great.
They are. And then Shane Nelson will come in. So the second half is going to be kind of with Paul and then Mike and Kim and then Shane Nelson and Adam Moe. And they're going to kind of take up the second half of the show and probably play a little more music
okay.
than the others. But so I'm really looking forward to it. It's a little bit different setup in the fact that the second half will be more than probably just a couple songs each, but it's just really going to be a fun event. So
yeah, and these are
excited.
Folks with a great repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fish Heads have recorded multiple albums. I know Shane Nelson's kind of a prolific songwriter,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
a lot of neat things to check out. And Adam Moe has been around for a long time, and they don't tell you whether they're playing multi-instruments or not. That we just have to show up and see. Will Adam play on the violin or just the guitar?
Yep, we just tell them you can do anything you want, and just remember you're in a church. But other than that,
fair
that's
enough.
That's the
depending
only...
upon the colorfulness of the particular lyrical subject.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Wow. And so you're anticipating that's going to go somewhat over 90 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And for a goodwill donation and for folks who are listening on the stream, obviously they'll have to avail themselves of a different way to donate than a how do you do your goodwill donation? Is there a big hamper?
No, there's just a big old basket at the door
okay.
when you walk in, and you can throw whatever you want in there.
And do some people still bring canned goods like in the old days?
We get a little bit of that too, and that's fine. That's fine to do as well.
Mark, can we remind ourselves the YouTube channel that people would, the easiest way to find it might be to go to the Facebook page of the United Church of Two Harbors?
If you want to get the link, you can go to the Facebook page of United Church of Two Harbors Facebook page. But really, the easiest way would just be to go to YouTube.
And then ask for the channel that's United Church Two Harbors.
Okay. That's an easy way to get to it.
Well, that's simple enough. And so everybody needs to be hooked in or in the church at 3:00 if you want to be there for the start of Music to Feed the Soul. Mark, anything more to say about the long-term relationship the church has had with the food shelf? And do you have any goals this year? You know, now that you're back in person and you don't know how big the audience will be online necessarily. So do you have any goals? I know it's hard to set goals and stick to them.
You know, as far as our relationship with the Food Shelf goes, that goes way back. But the United Church of Two Harbors is very mission-driven. So we try to do lots of different things in the community and in the country and worldwide as far as mission work goes.
Yeah.
But really, one of our focus areas is hunger. And so we've always done different sorts of local events around hunger. And so that's where a lot of our fundraisers go. And so, you know, a natural relationship developed, you know, with the food shelf, the local food shelf. And in fact, our pastor, Paula Gabori, is on the board of the food shelf. So we have that connection there. And, you know, we're hoping to raise, you know, at least a couple $1,000s. That's what we've always done with the live event in the past. You know, this is new territory for us as far as having it be in person and live streaming. And, you know, and especially with the talent that we have, we're hoping that will draw, you know, a wider crowd beyond Two Harbors.
Exactly. These artists have their own fans in Duluth and beyond who, if they can't make the trip to Two Harbors, this is a great way to connect with that. And you did so well with it last year.
Yeah.
And you've got such great facilitators there. You want to talk a little bit about what Jose and Kim have brought to the table?
Yeah. Well, you know, in the past, you know, I spend a couple months scrambling, you know, calling everybody I know who knows how to play a guitar to see if they'll come in and play.
Right. And you have your hat in your hand and are you're hoping they'll say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But Kim is, you know, she's really developed a lot of relationships in the area with local musicians. In fact, I just overheard a phone conversation with her. You know, she's got a line on doing an interview with the keyboardist of the Rolling Stones tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard something about that. So we'll see, Mark.
But so Kim, I really have relied on her this year. She, you know, really pulled in that second half of the program.
Right.
So she is just really, really good at that and has a really good ear for good music. And then Jose, you know, he's an amazing guy, and he's got his own video photography business in town here. It's a mom and pop kind of shop. But if you are watching, you know, the city council meetings, for instance, on YouTube, well, that's Jose.
That's right.
And he is a member of our church. He live streams all of our services, and he's just really, really good at it. And so we're just really lucky to have him.
I wanted to ask you about that because Kim and Jose are putting together our seventh Cabin Fever Reliever in a virtual format this year, Mark. We weren't sure we could confidently reserve the Two Harbors High School for an event in the earlier spring, late winter, so we just decided to go. If it worked for the United Church last year, we were going to give it a whirl this year. So on April 24th, that duo is going to be putting it together. We're going to have live acts in the studio. Mm-hmm. It won't be anybody in person, except we'll have some music going out to the atrium of the Harbor Landing building.
Nice.
So anyway, these things can become very multi-media, multi-dimensional.
You're in good hands, that's for
sure. I know, and I wouldn't entrust myself to even attempt it. So thanks for joining us, Mark, and telling us about Music to Feed the Soul. Any predictions on the upcoming weather event?
Well, I got a lot of work to do on my boat, so I'm hoping it doesn't get too bad.
You're hoping it's not an ice storm.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Mark. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, Leo.
Bye now. That was Mark Gordon talking with us about Music to Feed the Soul. That happens this Sunday, April 3rd at the United Church at Two Harbors on 3rd Avenue. This is Leo for KTWH.